This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, so I'm going crazy mode today. I'm like so fucking pumped
awesome.
To have
so
the squad
awesome.
And in person in
Thank
the studio
you.
Fucking both of my buddies, and it's like
and
I haven't
having
seen
both
you
of
in
you here,
about a million years, and then you did the show somewhat
it's
recently.
Crazy yeah. yeah
but it was you know it wasn't the same
it
was
wasn't the
Zoom,
same
yeah and it was mm-hmm.
Kate was like a full-on no-show, which is like it was just so much more
no.
awesome to like have you both here.
Yes, to
you
not
don't
have
remember.
Somebody bail.
You don't
like,
remember.
Did I bail?
It is like so
no,
cool.
No.
Full okay. on.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like,
just, you were traveling.
I was traveling absent. Internationally. Yeah. yeah.
And so, and to have the two of you together, because at that time, it was John and Kate, you had your Peacock project.
Yeah.
We talked a lot about which category it was going to
be nominated
under.
For.
Yeah. No, just on Pete. We did not talk about that.
Well, we can.
Which category it was going to be
we
under.
Saved
and
that
the Peacock.
For this. Yeah,
menu,
we were trying to figure
oh,
out.
I see,
which
oh,
I think ended
heading
up being
be.
Epic Balls with Awesome Sauce was the category.
Yeah.
And John was here to talk about that. And then since then, it does kind of feel like it's been like, very different direction, like not doing stuff together in a way that
that's scary.
It's very yeah, noticeable, very scary. And so the fact that I was like, this is not going to happen, that they're both going to be here today.
Well, you'll no, notice I... how we're positioned.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Meaning what? Separated?
Space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is healthy. This is it right here. Same
yeah.
room, you're here together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But just a little
a
bit.
Little
just
bit
a
of space.
Little,
yeah.
little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because yeah. Kate's doing her, it's Kate. She's doing
I'm doing
her show,
my play, which is coming to the Pasadena Playhouse.
Play,
tickets now available.
Play. And yeah. how nice, right? SAG's resolved. WGA's resolved. The stage is open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The stage is open.
Yeah, yeah.
The lights.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Be where they're not. Now yeah. everybody's going, being back
being
on screen.
Filming TV yes. and I'm still
and
on stage. Yeah.
So much room to play. It's amazing.
Yeah.
No, it's like a wide open, can go nuts.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I've yeah. got to get up there.
You it's should.
Theater is amazing. It is the yeah. immediacy of it.
Live.
And, yeah.
We know in our reptile brain, right? Like whether we're looking at a giant projection on a screen or connecting with a human being.
It's real human space. Connection.
Yeah.
Frequencies, there's
yeah.
magnetic.
Don't
and
talk.
Argue,
you
don't
can
know
photograph.
Yeah.
If Curly
it's
photography.
Like, just sit
know.
There. It, like, do not talk.
Don't be on
there's
your phone.
There's a play happening.
Yeah. yeah.
Do not speak.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, it's like, that's real human connection right yeah. there.
Have y'all ever seen a play?
No, I don't. I'm scared. I don't want to.
Yeah.
I would not be comfortable there. I'm told that
Jersey
you are
Boys
not allowed
the
to
theater,
like
in the movie theater.
You're not allowed to respond to anyone.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
so,
we went together and that even
no,
that was
I couldn't do
like,
it.
Challenging.
Yeah.
It fucked me up. Yeah. I was I ended up going to the hospital afterwards.
Oh,
why?
My God.
They were like insane.
You were hospitalized?
No, but I went to just see everybody
yeah.
and just be like, oof.
Yeah,
like,
check
you know,
up.
Yeah.
yeah.
And give them a bit of a kick, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Seeing me come in there.
Hey, yeah.
And telling them about the movie, because like they can't go.
They couldn't
right,
see the movie.
Right.
You know,
so
they're
laid
up.
And, like, be,
yeah.
To
yeah.
share in that way.
Yeah.
What we have, which is
yeah.
we saw the movie, tell them about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And but they were also like kind of freaked out because the Jersey Boys are like, fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Was
the
it
shit
kids?
They get
was
up
it...
to is like demented.
The people, it was mostly people, I mean, the one we
Middle
went
age.
To was people recovering from some sort of like plastic surgery,
yeah.
just like just elective.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that was the kind of hospital.
Cool.
So they did look freaked out
stressful.
Anyway.
Yeah.
No, yeah. And it was just, but just to, you know, say what's up and tell them about the Jersey Boys.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
Who are so weird.
No.
Did you see it?
I don't know what that is.
It was a Broadway show about.
I'm seeing Kinky Boots in my head.
It's about a real band, and I'm forgetting
kicking
their
boots.
Name.
Kicking,
it's called Kicking Boots.
Kicking Boots.
It's
Jersey
about
Boys.
A real band.
The Jersey
yes,
Boys?
It's called the Jersey Boys. Yes.
But the band wasn't the Jersey Boys. It's based on a real band.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was
based
Broadway.
On real guys, yeah.
Yeah. And then they made a movie which didn't do no one
didn't do
that
well,
movie.
And I think
no.
Like,
who was in it?
Yeah, it's
well, exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Uh-oh.
Who was in it?
Hey there. Remember, they are like the falsetto.
They sing really high, like ooh. Wee. I mean, maybe that's Billy Joel.
That's Billy Joel. Yeah, but it's
you can't tell me anyone that was in it.
Yeah, I can't.
Wow.
Exactly.
Really
that
can't.
Was kind of the idea, so you could like see them and
Frank
not be
Whaley.
Pulled out of it.
Right.
But I actually want. It was so crazy that I actually could have benefited from
Star.
That distance.
Yeah.
From like seeing people up there be like, okay, I know who that is.
Yeah,
that's Eric Bana.
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
He would have been amazing. Like, I'm like he would have crushed.
He would have crushed.
Yeah.
It would have been so helpful if
two
Eric had been a
down
part
the
of it.
Fucking crack.
Joe Manganiello. Uh-huh.
Joe Manganiello, yes.
Like, all of a sudden, I understand, like, he looks like a Jersey guy, right?
Yeah.
And just, I have something to, like...
Yes, Dave Bautista.
Latch on to.
Yeah.
Somebody
because he's
fucking
funny.
Some beef
like,
on stage.
Yeah.
I'm like, just looking at these, like, I don't know what.
They were tiny.
They're not substantive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kate, I'm actually getting dizzy going like this, looking between you two.
Do you want to move?
Do you
want
to switch
it up?
Do you want to sit over here?
No, I'm just warning you. If I seem more oriented, it's not because I'm cutting you out.
Yeah.
It's because I'm getting dizzy going back and forth, getting whiplash.
And I'm
that's
doing this, so if
too,
I,
yeah.
so
when people
if you
sit there, they do tend to look towards the two people over there. It makes sense.
So I'll check in.
And so when people look back, I'm kind of like, what?
I'm just letting you know that I'm not being rude. I'm just...
This is great.
Dizzy. So I'm just
this
gonna.
This is great.
But I'll,
and
I'll go
so
like,
you know, while you're looking over there, I am looking at you.
Great. Mm-hmm. This part.
Yes.
Okay, great.
And I'd like to let everyone know that I'm not being rude.
Yeah.
Just I like to announce that.
Yeah, totally.
Like, so if anything I say feels offensive, inappropriate,
not being
right?
rude,
like hurtful, I'm not being rude.
Totally.
Yeah.
I'm making podcasts.
This is actually one of the first times Kate and I have been. In this arrangement, I feel like normally I'm always this side of my face.
Because we have the same good side.
Yeah. And so it's really
it's hard.
Yeah. And I, of course, defer to the woman.
I was wondering lately if my good side is actually my bad side.
Well, I often.
Do
I
you want to switch?
No, I'm
not.
No, I'm.
Side.
No. I'm thrilled about where I am because the cameras are really mostly, right, Kevin?
Mm-hmm.
Getting my good side.
Yeah.
And but I'm
feel
with
like
you
I'm...
that I actually think my good side, what I think of is my good side, is more like. Traditional and kind of milquetoast. And this side, which I think of like
gnarled,
is actually more
so much
kind of
character.
Like,
sexier.
I feel weird because I feel like I have so much hair and then I feel like I'm kind of buttoned up. I feel like this is not, I'm kind of like,
just in general right now.
Just this, I can feel that it's not, like, I just feel a little.
Well, can we scrap that angle?
No, it's fine. I'm just going to open this up to kind of sell sex cells. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, so that's interesting. So we've been talking about, obviously...
Do we need to be more sexual as well? I mean, like, if there's, like...
Well, I was transitioning into that.
Okay, great.
That, like, because the stage is open, and, like, you're doing your thing, and you had your special, but...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hayes and I have been thinking about putting on a live sex show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get back to your, like, Amsterdam roots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just, like, nothing...
It's what sell. I mean, that's the truth.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
burlesque
that's what we
like
that's what we are mainly interested in is financially.
Fucking out of pocket right now.
Are you...
Burlesque.
Yes. But, it has really grown out of, I think, the artistic roots of it, and now it is all cashy.
I keep forgetting. You can't legally sell tickets to watch people fuck on stage, right?
You
That's
can't
illegal?
Sell them for money.
No.
But you can trade them for electronics, mm-hmm. and you can do it via...
I'm sure that's going
app.
On.
Do like a
book
of truth thing.
Yeah.
Pay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's free to enter, but you got to pay to leave. Mm-hmm.
You know? Right, right, right. A cup of coffee costs $35.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Are y'all having sex together in the show? Or
we have no idea what the show will look like. Yeah, yeah, we have no idea.
I said yes very
well. Yeah.
Well, even though we don't know,
it's in such early stages. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Totally. I get that totally. Just keep it open and talk about
it. Yeah, and I'm excited, you know, on a few levels to see how the show takes shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, to find out what it feels like.
I can tell you. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I love more than burlesque?
Tell me.
The culture around burlesque.
Which
we've lost.
Motorcycle guys, pin-up girls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Quentin Tarantino.
So many different boots that I can't pick one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Quentin. So many styles of boots.
And there's this feeling
of
take
them off for Quentin.
It's like sort of threatening. They're going to hurt you, but they're so weak. Like the people involved in it are so physically weak.
No, have 16th century diseases. Yeah. Yeah. Let's have consumption.
That they somehow feel like they got from doing this, but how?
Uh-huh.
I feel they need to be clear. I wasn't disparaging Tarantino. I was saying that Pulp Fiction has been something that's been co-opted by a lot of the burlesque community.
Yes.
That's what I meant to say.
Yes. Oh my
and it
God.
Is it is just objectively a perfect film, I would argue, in many ways.
Oh my God.
And the
Do
cultural
you want
impact
me to cut
of
out
so
my Tarantino comment?
I just don't want to be
I know there's a relationship. I know there's a relationship.
Yeah, so I just wanted to be clear that I wasn't saying I was just saying that movie has been co-opted by that culture.
Mm-hmm. I have to say right here and right now, I haven't thought about this, but how much I use your Tarantino credit for my own social cachet.
Mm-hmm. 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 I was box office Bruin girl.
I'll be like, yeah, she's been in, yeah, she's
and I was in the trailer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it makes me, it really, by association, I feel so much cooler.
I had a close-up in the trailer. And I never worked again.
That's...
Well, that's it. You know, you get one credit like that, and you're part of cinema history.
Yeah,
part
you don't
of the
need
fabric
to work
of this
again.
Great tradition. And
you
then
don't
it's
need
like,
to
what
work
are you
going to
do now?
Yeah.
And
what
are
you
going to do instead?
Scale for you?
Yeah.
But that, I mean, I'm sure you would have done it for scale. Like,
oh, yeah. I mean, of course. Something
like
that.
Had they not made you? You would have done it for scale,
well,
like, for sure.
I'd like the money to show back up on screen.
Exactly.
Please. I don't necessarily need it in my
and
pocket.
And they're obviously in complete agreement on that. And that is amazing. That's the best feeling when you're both going in and it's like, you both say it at the same time, like, scale.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God.
Did Margot like to play?
She was really sweet.
Because I know that you obviously like to play, right?
Yeah.
We get the script, but I think there's always some room to play.
You know, I have to say that
when
was,
your scene partner's Margot.
Yeah. I'll say that there was no improvisation. It was really to script. And of course, you know, I would never be so bold as to improvise
to
on
start
that set.
Playing. Oh
so,
my God.
So I just was completely to the, because you know, the scripts are so poetic and
can I say this and I'm not here to gas you up, it felt like you were playing.
That's incredible.
Felt, you know,
well, it's not a comedy role, right? It's really I wasn't
saying it was comedic. I did not call it comedic. I was saying that it felt so natural.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
That it was as
that's a high compliment.
I assumed perhaps you and Margot were playing, but that's a credit to both of you and
to
the writer.
She could not have been more professional or lovely, and she was really, she was really great.
Was there any kind of discussion of history?
You haven't discussed this.
Let me ask a friend.
you haven't discussed this. No, I'm just curious.
No.
Yeah.
We really don't
talk about
our
work.
Friendship exists like totally in the work. That's what people don't know. Mm-hmm. When you're watching our stuff, that's the only time we're hanging out.
Yeah.
You power down when
literally.
We always say save it.
I sleep standing up.
Save it. Mm-hmm. We say save it.
Yeah.
We don't want it. Because when you start to get into the dynamics of friendship and personal friendship, when the cameras aren't rolling, that's where things, and that's when honestly it can get fraught. That's when fights happen.
Yeah, exactly.
When you're rolling, you can't fight.
Mm-hmm.
So that's,
Or if you do, what great footage.
Yeah.
But you were asking.
Oh, I was asking, was there any discussion? Were you present for any sort of Sharon Tate, when she, like historical discussion? Or was she was already deep in the role?
She was deep in. They had been shooting. I think I was there their last week of shooting or something. So,
Wow.
Yeah, I was there for It was two days. Yeah. So my last day on set was also my second day on set.
And which theater was it, Doll?
It was the Bruin right there in Westwood.
The Bruin?
Mm-hmm. You stop at Diddy Reese?
What?
Diddy Reese?
Right there. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The BJ's across the street. Stop by for a Pizookie.
BJ's Brew House. Yeah. We did an episode of Doughboys in 1-7 about where BJ's was kind of the focus of the entire episode.
We did. I used to eat
the Pizookie in
what
high
is
school.
A Pizookie?
Oh, John, listen to this.
It's a great show. We would love to do it again.
Yeah. The Pizookie. Doughboys will tell you, but
I would love to do Doughboys. The Pizookie is a cast iron. With a chocolate chip cookie dough, they put it in and they put it in the oven. So it's a warm, gooey, cast iron, huge chocolate chip cookie. And then they take it out of the oven. They kind of mush it around. They do vanilla ice cream on top and it melts over.
Oh my God.
It is. I mean, I haven't had it since I was 6 years old.
We should fucking go get
pretzel
a
bits.
We should blaze and go get a Pizookie.
The things they do to the Pizookie now.
Pizookie. Oh. I love your pronunciation.
Do they add like peppermint chunks for the holidays and stuff?
It's a cookie.
I know, I just remember having a pretzel chunk.
But people really do say Pizookie.
Pizookie?
And it's actually a Pizookie.
It's a Pizookie.
It's a Pizookie.
Yeah. Pizookie.
It's not pizza. It's right. Not crazy.
I would argue
it's
a really fun date for us.
Pizookie.
Dinner and Pizookie.
It's a couple names.
Or a movie and Pizookie.
Suki. What's her name?
Suki Waterhouse.
And Pete Davidson. Pizookie. I mean, can you
even believe
we came up with that?
I need to address the last time I was here, I was doing Doughboys, and you can bleep that out. And
so they are having people like they still are having guests. People on the show.
I had a pillow behind me for lumbar support.
Sure.
And then I saw the footage.
And that's all resolved.
And then I saw the footage. And the viewers at home could not see the pillow. What they saw is me out here like 3 feet more forward than everyone else.
I think I recorded here for about 8 months before I realized that was happening. Yeah.
You literally can never have lumbar support.
That's what I'm struggling with right now.
No, you have to... You have to feel uncomfortable.
Oh, we should add a third person to our collaboration. It would be so funny. Like 10 yes. years into it, we
That's
just so add
great.
A third.
That's really amazing.
See
yeah.
what would you, doing who would you just
I know.
Panic?
Yeah. And all the videos
like
are
like a 24-year-old.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I think that's funny.
We could have a kid and add them.
Yeah.
And a fucking Stranger Things kid.
Get one.
Yeah. Or you go four. You have to do one more.
Yeah.
So they,
we could just keep growing. So then it's like 18 people.
Yeah, by the end.
Oh,
it's like the polyphonic spree.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay, go. Music videos. Change the game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Other stuff.
That shit rocked my world, man.
Yeah.
When they're
that was a lot
on the
off.
Treadmills crazy and jumping, stuff. Yeah.
How do they do that? Honestly, if you think of that, you're crazy, man. Like the stuff they would do.
What's the music is my question. What's the song? We only think of the video.
No, it's true. I do.
I can kind of hear
sort of
what is it?
Goldbergian.
I can hear like a that one that was it's coming back, so it's
like
working.
I have it now.
The video has been wedded to the song on some level in some synapse because I'm hearing xylophone.
There's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at her.
Is that right? No. Hoping and praying.
Holidays
are coming up.
Let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work. Throw a little money in
holidays
the plate
are coming
at
up.
Church.
That,
oh,
this
yeah,
is a great tip because
that,
like my
yeah.
like
your prayers up and your roots down deep.
Did you mention the holidays? Because like my gift to people is introducing them to new music.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like
oh
I curate like
wow.
stuff.
What
like,
do you use? You know. Spotify Tidal?
What?
Tidal.
What's your main
Tidal.
How do you stream music?
Oh, Spotify or
Tidal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Just like it's Tidal.
Or Apple.
Tidal or Tidal.
Tidal or Tidal.
Tidal.
The pronunciation police over here.
Apple Music.
Pizookie.
Tidal.
It's just an audio format.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have to
well,
really...
and now visual.
Yeah.
Does this happen a lot?
Spotify
so
premium.
Now that we're going to have to go in and like subtitle, I guess the entire thing.
Tidal.
Subtitle.
Subtitle. Yeah, Hayes gives everyone an iPad with like a huge curated playlist.
That's amazing.
And it's incredible. One year he had uploaded a personal video to it. Because the cloud, you don't know.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, what was it?
And so I had to rappel.
I didn't watch out of respect house. For him, but yes.
Down the chimney
to
get the iPad. And it was like in the Christmas tree. And they so they think like the kid comes in, they think I'm Santa Claus.
Santa.
They think
Claus,
I'm giving them the iPad. So then they start watching the video.
No,
I have I'm like, don't wake up your parents. It's me, Santa. Yeah, like, this is just between us. You know what I mean? And so they're like, okay. Like, thank you, Santa, for the iPad. Thank you for my iPad.
Thank you, Santa Claus. Yeah.
I was just thinking, was Santa young ever? Has he always been old?
It's a really good
And I
question.
Guess it's a mythological, right? We suspend our disbelief. But he's always old, or was Santa young? I asked the same question twice. Because young Santa... That's movie.
Hot. Well,
that's
I was just going to say, John, I think you could be young
movie.
Santa.
Young literally. Santa.
I think John could be young Santa.
For
Thank
who?
You.
Look,
John? Couldn't John be young Santa?
Couldn't I write a movie called Young Santa?
Young
and
Santa?
It's John.
For John?
Yeah. Gay young Santa?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why make him gay?
Yeah.
And then he.
I don't need to be the title.
The mythology
yeah.
is that he became not gay at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He got older.
He went back in.
Or maybe his coming out story. So committed to Christmas to kind of push down something else, being
like,
gay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it would be too controversial.
Yeah, or just devoting oneself to Christmas to avoid oneself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I devote myself to Christmas entirely.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah.
And you
easier
paid.
To just
you
look at Christmas.
Time.
Yeah.
Hollywood Handbook.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years
They
in
make
the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that
peak.
Is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them, and this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward, what happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads. Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to.
Yeah, it was. It was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company, and so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead, was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's MACK. WELDON.com, promo code THEBOYS.
looking for the perfect gift to celebrate moms in your life and to trip their ass out, freak them out, make them feel like they're sipping some wavy gravy? Check out this idea I just had. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving one as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos, which I did. And the photos that I preloaded are a photo of an Aura frame inside the Aura frame. And inside that one, there's a photo of an Aura frame with a photo. So I uploaded this. So basically, when mom opens the gift, she's going to be sucked into the world of M.C. Escher and forever lost on some magnificent journey of the mind. And it's like, this is more than a gift. It's an experience. Aura frames, thanks for freaking my bean, please.
Oh, no. Like, my mom's a square. She doesn't like to trip out, get freaky like that. Bro, you have no idea.
I hate to tell you, mama had a whole life before she had you, pal.
Yes.
No, 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 no. Mom gets freaky with it. So I think, you know, grandmothers, new mothers. Oh, wait, grandma, she would never be able to do this. Your grandma, brother. Your grandma does drugs, okay? So for grandmas, moms, aunts, even friends, but less so them, more grandma, everyone loves an Aura frame. Freak their damn bean with the frame inside the frame inside the frame. It's infinity. It's everything. It's the universe in a single gift. There's no greater gift. They're guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages and to send them questioning the very nature of existence. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, we're talking about Harry's, and it's Clean Harry is here with us again. Today,
sort of.
It has been a minute since we've caught up, and it sounds like you have some things that are.
It's just not going good. My mind's just on other stuff, punk.
It's often when we talk about you, it's you're bringing in a lot of things from the outside, from your life. Always seems like there's a lot going on.
Well, okay, you know how cats can give you like a sort of disease that makes you like cats?
Yes, yeah.
I have it. Punk.
You have the disease that comes from their litter. Do you have cats?
I will soon now because
of
this.
So you don't have cats.
No, but I'm clean hairy, so I'm always cleaning things up. Anytime I go to someone's house with cats, I'm like, I'll clean that up.
You scoop the cat litter.
I get way in there, you know, to clean.
And so you did that from cleaning the cat litter at your friend's house. So you're going and seeing your friends.
Well, and I would go and take a big whiff after to be like, did I do a good enough scoop that it, like, there's no, like, scent left?
Okay.
And I think I just... guess I inhaled the cat disease that like makes your brain like want to have more cats.
It's called toxoplasmosis. And so you know that you have this and
Gesundheit.
That doesn't sound like a sneeze at all. That sounded like a sneeze to you. That's what a sneeze sounds like.
I'm just trying to bring some lightness to what has been a very heavy week for me. I just found out I have toxoplasmosis, for goodness sake. Gesundheit. Bonk.
Harry saw customers getting screwed over by questionable overpriced shaving products and decided to do something better. Instead of charging the same stupid high prices, Harry's found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of other big brands. Exceptional products, honest prices. That's Harry's. So are you going to get, I'm just like, so you're going to get some cats.
Right from here, yeah. Going to get cats, yeah. Okay.
The shaving products, deodorant, lotion, body wash, hair gel, it's not just shaving, but they do have shaving stuff. German engineer blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. Getting ripped off isn't funny. How many cats are you going to get?
6 or 7. Well, actually, 6 to start, but if I get 7, I'll probably get 8 because they're sisters. The other ones.
Which other ones?
The other ones that I'm not getting today, I don't think.
Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. That's harrys.com/theboys for a $3 trial set.
Hey, word to the wise, smell Harry's shampoo and stuff. Don't smell a glitter box.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other. They went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Hollywood Handbook.
I want to talk about John's special a little bit.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh.
HBO, you did? You baby. Saw it?
Oh, yeah. I've watched it a few times. Okay. I was at the taping.
She was.
You were there.
No, Kate did a major.
I did warm up.
She literally, she vamped while I changed into a costume and like really tore. As gay people say, tore.
Yeah, yeah.
You tore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's okay.
You ate.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know about that.
Yeah, you can use it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great.
Imagine him doing that. Do it.
Say it.
You tore just now.
Yeah. Fuck good.
Yeah. Yeah. Hayes really tore.
Yeah.
He ate that.
He ate it.
He ate it.
He ate
yeah.
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
He ate, yeah. Good.
He ate the bones.
We eaten. I love when they like Hollywood Handbook. Hollywood it's, Handbook Hive, we eaten. Like when this yeah. when this post yeah. comes out.
When yeah. this when the, they see this image,
yeah, we yeah.
before
tonight,
they,
we should
the
post
episode.
It
tonight.
We should post it.
This will be
we
real.
Post this.
Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin,
yes.
Could this also
post
be like
this?
A, could this also be like a post?
It can be, sure.
Make it a post, Kevin, and have it and have the caption.
If we did a post of this and people
you're
were, like,
eating
commenting or, on it and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Hollywood we, Handbook can, Hive, we eaten tonight.
We eaten tonight. We eaten good.
Can we repost it?
Yes, it can be reposted.
Hollywood Handbook repost.
Post it.
Hello, Hive. We're eating tonight. We eating tonight.
Yep.
Yep. That's perfect.
Hollywood Handbook.
Did you say reading?
Hive. Hello, Hive.
Post the stories.
We're eating tonight. Post stories.
The special was on Max.
Yes.
Was mm-hmm. that?
Although
like,
it premiered on HBO.
Let's. It Daddy's was an HBO love. Original. Which camera should I look at when I say that?
That one.
Thank you. HBO.
I cut that, to them. Can you do it again?
So it premiered terrestrial.
HBO.
That's less prestigious to me. I mean, like, I don't know if, like, you, to me it is.
The
to
mass.
Me it is. That's what, like, Marmy is, like, watching. Marmy's watching HBO
Marnie?
Terrestrial. No, Marmy.
Marmy, old grandma.
Marmy.
Since you can't, like, speak
Marmy from
here,
Little Women?
Like, what? It's Marmy. It's like, Marmy's like a type.
Marmy,
like,
dude.
Oh, like, she doesn't know what is happening or, like, what's up, and she's watching HBO, like... On the freaking terrestrial, like on the freaking rabbit ears.
Mm-hmm.
That
they
to
have
me
mind
sucks.
Of
this big,
it's Max.
Fucking honking remote control, look like a damn battleship board or something.
Like just a battleship
big,
board.
Just
yes.
Like,
it looks like a battleship board.
You know, one of these things. I haven't seen one of these. My remote, sleek.
Yeah.
Tiny, one button. Can barely use it.
I'm swamped.
Literally, I can't
accident.
Use it.
Don't
exactly.
know how it works.
Mine fell between my couch. I cannot get, like, between the cushions and not just the cushions, into mm-hmm. the wood bases, between
oh,
the two
no,
wood bases that
John,
are immovable.
You're kidding,
because
it's that thin.
It's that thin. It's, I really, really, no one likes automation. No one likes automation. I miss
keep buttons.
So your couch has
buttons.
A wood base?
I'm
yes.
so young.
That's
I,
where we're
I
going.
I only use the new
mine's
remote.
Mine's adamantium.
I think aesthetically, we're going to go back to
remote.
That. Buttons.
I agree.
My stick of gum is my remote. I mean, it's
literally.
It's wafer
not there.
Thin.
Yeah.
It's so, yes, I cannot use it. The button does nothing. Nothing at all. Can't turn anything on or off. I feel so modern.
I hate it.
Love it.
I got to get a Sonos play bar.
Max did your... aired your special. It's on HBO.
I love that part of your voice.
And Max!
Yeah, yeah, it's good.
And suddenly...
It's cresting a hill.
And suddenly, they forget so fast. And John, do you know this? John does this movie about the Crazy Coyote cartoon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And mm-hmm. then, what does Max say? No, thank you.
Double thank time. You.
Not hungry.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
We're not eating tonight.
Two to the base yeah. of the skull.
Not eating. Yeah. Hollywood Handbook Hive, not eating.
Well, not for long.
Not hungry. Daddy's Aslop,
so
not
hungry. Wouldn't it be so funny if they were like, the whole idea is like Wile E. Coyote is like, cannot be dead. And so it's like, this was just another trap.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Another
yes.
scheme of
so
Wile E. Coyotes
funny.
That explode in his... face, but he
but
still,
still
comes
oh
back.
Oh my god,
out.
It's Wile E. Coyote. He's right. walking down the aisle of the theater, like,
yeah.
that's so meta.
Holy shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I love seeing
that's
you light
so
up.
I
love
like to see you light
it
up
really
like that.
Is
yeah.
It's so meta. Kate, I mean, that's truly like zooming out, you
yeah,
know? It's
yeah.
like from the
yeah, yeah.
view from the blimp, as they say.
Yeah.
Well, Kate really. You know, specializes in meta stuff.
And yeah, can't yeah. get away from it, I guess. Yeah.
So you might, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to ask her a question. That's me teeing you up.
Kate, talk about how meta you can be.
And is and is this, are we eyeing a streamer for the play?
You know.
I'm pushing her.
Yeah, Johnson pushing.
I want it filmed.
Are
I
we having those conversations? And is the Max thing, like, is this like, after Peacock, is it just like we not, like, we're not doing that again type thing?
No, we loved like, Peacock.
We loved Peacock.
They were really okay. excellent to work with. Really,
truly.
Really easy, wonderful people.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, really was a great process. Yeah, you know, with the play, which I hope people will come see in Pasadena.
January, February
2024. Tickets on sale now. PasadenaPlayhouse.org. You'll have to see it, but it's
I seen you
yeah.
talk about the play.
Yeah.
With Nathan for you.
Fielder.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You see what he's
y'all
been
talked
doing,
about
like...
the play.
Yeah, we interviewed
yeah.
Nathan interviewed
would he
me
like to do the show.
For yeah, yeah, probably yeah, I'm sure. I'm
yeah.
sure he's a huge fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have not seen the stuff like the new stuff, but
yeah. Oh,
is he
going to
want to talk about that? Like he's going to want me
probably.
To, like,
is he okay. pissed if I haven't seen it?
Yeah.
No, I'm
no.
Sure.
It just happened.
Very...
It literally just
yeah,
happened.
Yeah, we can't
so.
Be.
It just came
and
out
it's,
last
and it's
week.
Showtime.
I think. Yeah.
So
you can buy
watch,
the add-on.
You, yeah, it's
sorry,
like you can watch it
family.
Within.
Yeah, but the timing
Prime.
Is really
within,
not there
within.
For like promoting
family,
it.
Like...
The time, like that window has closed, and thank you, Kevin, for that. I just want to say thanks for waiting until the window has completely. Close.
I don't
well, now
build my
streaming.
Whole schedule around his new show.
There is a lot
apparently.
Of anger.
Apparently.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I can feel that.
Apparently
with
don't.
Nathan.
I could. I certainly could build my schedule around like when his show is coming out.
Yeah,
that's
let me just tell
time
my family.
We have people
right,
like,
right, right,
on.
Right.
Hi. Hi, my family. Yeah, sorry. Nathan's doing a new show. I got to sit by the TV. Sit by the Sonos and wait. No, that's not realistic. I'm
I wish
sorry,
the
Nathan.
Listeners could see your dad bracelet.
Oh, that's sweet.
It's really
they
sweet.
Can.
Where do you guys keep?
They can.
Yeah, they can.
Okay.
Oh, oh. They can.
Yeah.
Okay. They love talking about it.
I'm becoming a bracelet guy this year.
Yeah,
and there's
yeah.
a certain point totally. In your life where you kind of hit a wall.
Yeah.
And you say, really, what can I do that would be interesting to me at all?
Literally.
And one of them is to become
well,
a
literally,
bracelet
yesterday
guy.
I started putting this
bracelet.
Watch on.
Remember, I noticed
I'm, like,
immediately.
So bored.
Yeah. Watches. I was thinking about getting a watch.
I'm
yeah.
shocked I don't have a tattoo right now based on how bored yeah. I am.
But have you ever had a
this I could
no,
do.
I don't.
Yeah.
Me neither.
I'm so bored, which I actually think
I forgot,
is the most mortal
I
sin.
Forgot to put the one on today I was going to wear because this is something I do.
Being bored. Mm-hmm. Yeah. None of us have tattoos. Huge.
No tattoos.
That's tripping me out.
It's a sign
There's
of maturity.
There's something pure about that.
Yeah.
And it's also a sign for me of just indecisiveness. Mm. I know myself. I know that I'm mutable, yes, that I change,
yeah.
that there are different seasons of myself.
Well, isn't that what's kind of exciting with the tattoo?
And I'm not, you know, the
that
tattoo
reminder
represent...
of where you were, yeah, mm-hmm. who you were.
What if I don't like who I was?
Yeah.
Wow.
What if I don't like who I am right now?
Yeah.
Where do you guys keep your bathroom?
Bathroom
trash
and the yeah. Where
I have
it?
An amazing bath of trash.
I haven't. I have.
Have you noticed my bathroom trash? We haven't talked about it.
I have to say I have not. But
honey,
tell me,
honey,
it's a
that's a towel.
You haven't noticed it?
Well, I'm also like, I will say this is a kind of gendered thing. Like I don't.
Careful. Menstruate?
Don't have one.
Yeah. So
you
I don't often.
Trash
I don't.
Either.
I don't make trash. Mm-hmm. My trash goes down the drain, honey.
Yeah.
I don't ever.
And
I don't
you're not putting
need,
on makeup and taking
there's no
off
makeup.
I flush my dental floss. Mm-hmm. I spit
don't,
into the
you
toilet.
Should, you shouldn't flush dental floss.
I don't flush. I do
you
dental
shouldn't
floss.
Flush dental floss because it seals. They get caught up in it.
But I have. What's your trash?
So you haven't noticed it?
No.
So I got this trash. I was staying at a friend's house and she had this trash and I went. Something about this, if it's a little industrial, if it's a little not romantic. I love wicker in the home. Mm-hmm. It's what Simple Human, that brand. They really have they've cornered the market.
Got it, yeah.
You step on
modern,
it and it's,
clean.
It is so, the trash.
It's wicker, step on
sorry,
it?
Sorry, it's not wicker. I veer
so this
wicker.
Is yeah.
It's chrome.
Type.
It's black chrome. It's playing against type.
Mm-hmm. Black
the
chrome.
Power, yes.
John, it disappears into the bathroom. You have to go check it out.
Okay.
John's coming over after because we're gonna start spitballing.
And
yeah,
check,
yeah.
But, and I'll double back
trash.
For mine. Honey, that's your towel warmer.
But what does it do? Does it is it,
so it has
perfectly
this.
Sealed
you
off?
You press on it. Two flaps open up like this. You dump
Ooh,
the trash. Whoop.
God.
And
is
it
electronic
it's an effortless,
or is it a lever?
It's a peek-boo
no,
trash.
It's a lever. You barely tap it.
I don't know what I mean.
You
is it like
touch
thigh
it with
high?
Foot.
Like what? That, like elevation?
So it's really short. It's perfect. I mean, it
but
disappears.
It has the
wow.
flaps shorty. And stuff. Are
it has the flaps open it? This way. It takes up no space.
Wow.
I love it.
You're stepping on it with your like
butterfly
bare,
trash.
Butterfly
bare
trash.
Feet.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, but no shoes in the house.
Okay. Bathroom trash.
Modern, clean,
is...
industrial, but feminine.
Yeah.
When you take out your trash, are you like, oh, bathroom trash, or do you like?
Is so it lined?
I'll
yours?
Say another thing about this
or do
bathroom
you
trash.
Like dump it out.
So it is lined and it comes with little liners. You wouldn't believe the amount of trash this thing stores.
That's interesting to me, and now I want a photo because
I'll send it for the pod.
Mine, I can only get like one
I got an
thing in
this trash can that I really thought was going to hold more. Mm-hmm. But it is a bathroom trash, essentially. It's a little step on pedal,
you
little
might...
metal. And I gotta say, it fills up so fast.
You're gonna want to look
him
into the Simple Human.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's true. I'm ruthless.
You might want to look into this because I got the smaller one. There's an even bigger one. They have a huge, and you can get black, you can get white, you can get silver.
I think it's the feet thing for me. I'm in there because my feet are dirty.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, right.
And so now I'm touching my feet. It's like this is the problem that I came here to address.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I was
you know
trying
what I mean.
Solve.
That's interesting.
Now I have to give my trash can a bath. Mm-hmm. I guess it's right there. It's in the bathroom. I guess that's convenient
in the trash.
About it.
I mean, you didn't say that, but I assume that happens.
There's nothing worse than cleaning a trash can, and I do it, you know.
It's horrible.
I might talk about this on stage, actually.
I'm buying a ticket to that.
Work it out now.
Okay, there's nothing worse than cleaning your trash can.
Work it out now.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse. The worst thing for me is cleaning the trash can.
Why? What's the why?
Is
this how she
no,
rare.
But it's but we're in this area
this
and it's like, well, the trash can, right? Think about what it is.
Right,
universal.
It's to hold the refuse. It is to dispose of the unclean. And ooh, now I'm inside it? Like, to clean it, I have to get in, don't I?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Like, I'm trash? Mm-hmm. Like, right, this is what right. I think.
Who was the guy?
Debates
who was
myself?
The guy?
Who came up with this?
Who was the first guy who was like, hey, I've got this piece of nasty, smelly, stinky piece of trash. I should keep this in my house.
Okay. No.
I should find a special box.
It's true.
That's like, I should actually pay money for something to keep this smelly, stinky, it's a piece of trash in my house.
That's good stand-up.
I know. That's good.
Who was I? How sort of like to have a conversation with that guy.
Yeah. How can I store this next to where I eat?
Yeah.
Is the post getting like, is it like going off or like?
It's still uploading.
It's uploading.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Is it going nuts or?
Slow Wi-Fi this time of year, right?
Yeah. It's the season.
Yeah. It starts to cool down.
Yeah.
All the sap inside the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Because if it's not doing, if it's like embarrassing to have it up there, I would like to cancel.
Can I do that thing where I tag John and Kate and it posts on your grids as well?
Oh my God, that
a collaborative
is so
post.
Fucked up.
I know.
I cannot believe that.
They want you to collaborate on the post.
Yeah,
the fact that anyone can just do that.
I know. You can put something on my grid. That shakes me up.
You know, there's new posts.
At any given time, they're literally just doing that.
Can you accept it? Can you? I'm like, because it's so easy. I'm like, but you. No, I don't want to. I understand.
I heard there's a new close friends grid.
What do you mean?
Because I've been really detoxing from social media. I have two phones now. I have a social media phone and my regular phone. I'm really seriously committed to it.
Yeah.
So I'm on it less, but I just heard there's a close friend grid option, which I don't know how I feel about that. So you could post a grid.
I just feel like I would get confused.
You'd have a private grid.
Well, why don't you just do Be Real?
What?
But just do Be Real.
Right, exactly. Yeah, totally. Wait, didn't you get the phone, the light phone?
Oh, I literally...
You bought it, right?
I bought in a state of total mania. I was like...
I was so excited about the light phone.
I bought the light phone, and I was like, here we go. And then I tried to, like, sync it, and I freaked out. Like, I could not
just fully unusable,
it.
And that's the idea.
No max.
And that is where they get you.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the idea, but then how do you start using it?
And they get you with maps.
That's
if it's unusable.
Idea,
I know.
You are not supposed to be on your phone so much.
I know.
And so you get this thing and your first instinct is like, how do I get on my phone? It's the whole point.
I want to
point.
Just make a call.
John, you should set it up.
I couldn't figure out how to make a call.
But isn't that hard though? No maps. You know what I'm saying? Living in LA, driving around.
I mean that.
No, I really.
Because I could get a GPS thing in my car just for
disgusting.
GPS.
It's disgusting.
Sleep. Sleep. Sorry, I was just trying that out.
Wake him.
When you wake up.
Wake him up.
When you wake up, you will be Haze. You're awake. Oh, no! Now you will get wake up.
He went to sleep even. Okay, now he's up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your name?
Oh. You know, the usual.
What?
What's your name, buddy?
Mr. Haze.
Oh!
That's crazy.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That actually worked.
Clip
that's
that.
Crazy.
That's
clip
crazy.
That. Can I post that too?
Yes.
Get wake it up, up there, man. Put it in their grids.
Sleep.
Wake them up.
When you wake up, you'll be back to normal.
Yeah.
As Sean. Wake up.
Good.
Hey,
how you doing? You're being so funny about trash.
Tell me your name again.
Thanks.
Tell me your name again.
My name?
Yeah.
You know I'm the clam dog, baby.
And we're back.
We're back.
Yeah.
That was really scary.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of like, which one is like the real... You okay?
Did something happen?
Like cramping.
A little body pain.
We're good. Shit, I'm just holding on to it and it's going to go away.
Are we having
Charlie
water?
Horse?
Like, are we drinking water?
I know. I just get my water from
Java.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is hydration. I've had almost
there's
no
so much
water
in
today.
Fruit. Water is almost entirely fruit.
You're so right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really, really am serious about this. I do not get... I think it's really fucked up to get your water just directly from water.
No.
I think you should be getting
you're
it.
You're supposed to get it.
If you eat a handful of berries, you know, every afternoon.
Lettuces.
Like,
flowers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nasturtium.
They say, like, there's scurvy. They talk about scurvy from, like, not having fruit. Like, yes,
right.
Got it.
Yes, that's bad.
They don't talk, and there isn't really a name for it. The disease from like too much fruit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kiwi.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is basically the same thing.
Right.
Steve Jobs, he was like only fruit or whatever, and then he died.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. He was
fruit pilled.
Yeah. The only fruit, and like you won't get cancer.
He was
and then
going
boom.
Produce.
You know, I sometimes brag about this because I have farmers in my family, and Steve Jobs was obsessed with the fruit from my family's farm.
Wow,
he died
because he was so obsessed with only eating.
Right.
He was like eating like pounds and pounds of apricots. The apricots, of course, didn't kill him.
No,
but you can't only eat fruit.
And Kate, I don't think they did, but I do think that when you say that someone who died only ate a food.
It's a guns don't kill people type.
They don't help.
Post update.
Hit me.
What do we got?
The account Fuck Jerry reposted it.
Oh my god. Okay. I didn't know he was still going.
That's crazy.
You're going viral again.
He said, didn't expect this on my 2022 bingo card.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a typo or.
I think it is.
Okay. Should I respond?
Yeah, we've got to write something back. We can't just leave Fuck Jerry.
Can we do a comment that's like, please credit us?
Hello, Jerry. Please credit us. Should I post like a GIF with it or something?
Put our bios like in the comments.
Body of the comment.
Yeah.
Okay.
And do one bio per comment.
Reply to the bio.
Reply to the bio.
I have something you could call him to dress it up instead of just Hello Jerry.
Great.
Maraschino Jerry.
Maraschino
oh,
Jerry.
Yeah, it's good.
It's comedic because.
Him Ben. You could say fuck because Ben and Jerry's. You say Ben. Hey Ben.
Hey Ben.
And it's
hey Ben.
Yeah.
Do both and see which one he likes.
As two separate
comments. Hey Ben, where's Jerry?
Maraschino Jerry.
Hey Ben, where's Jerry? It's
Maraschino
me.
Maraschino Jerry. Chocolate covered Jerry.
Hey Ben, where's Jerry? It's me, Maraschino Jerry. Please credit us. And then there's four separate comments with each of
your bios. Okay, good.
Great.
And it's like a cascading reply of the bios.
Yeah, where they reformat.
Yeah, and you have to click to see more. Yeah, they have to fully reformat the comments.
You know what I hate? Have you noticed this? This is so... See, I hate when you've used... when you're so addicted to your phone that like these minutiae are interesting to one.
Yeah, I'm in already.
But when you go... Like when you reply to a comment, there's also an option that just says message.
Mm-hmm. No.
That's like right there. I know he's gonna
learn
this
one. It's just...
he's about to
like the
bird go.
It's like, hey, do you think everyone needs to... see this?
Well, exactly. But also,
do we think that this is
take it offline?
We
take
sure
it offline.
This is for public consumption?
Yeah.
But this might be a private.
Two of you?
Yeah, if at all.
But you'll comment LOL, and you'll hit message instead of reply, and then suddenly you're in a stranger's DMs, and it looks like I'm like being like, LOL.
That's crazy.
You know,
I didn't
like
know
I'm
that.
To have sex
this
them.
Is why I have two phones.
Yeah. But it can still happen on that one phone. That's what I don't understand.
I mean,
what is it about the two phones?
I don't update. So I don't have the latest Instagram.
Oh.
She's on the old
world. I don't need to have all that accoutrement.
Yeah. No, I hate it.
I'm in this bad spot. I always want other people, the public, to know when I think a photo of a young woman is stunning.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I end up in this spot.
DMing.
Yes, where
in
I'm
the DMing.
DMing.
Stunning.
Just
stunning.
To her.
Yeah, yeah.
Stunning.
Yeah. Stunning.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't
oh,
need
no.
her to know it. I need other people to know.
Right.
I've got an eye for this stuff.
Right.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still on the Facebook that was only for elite colleges. Like when they were...
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
Adding Facebook. Colleges.
The Ivy League
one by
version,
one sort
yeah.
of in order
yeah.
of
yeah.
elite.
Like, how did they preserve that? Your phone's never updated.
They just made the new one and we were like, we're
staying.
Good.
Like, yeah,
we're actually
need,
good.
Yeah.
And we have a wall, of course, and people post on the wall.
The wall.
In a way that makes sense, which is in the third person about who you're posting.
Right,
about. It's
right,
like,
right.
this guy's the best friend you could ever ask for.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But don't ask him for some of his tofruities or like whatever. Like, you know, like that. Like,
yeah. Hayes is a legend, stuff. But don't watch Garden State with him. He'll talk all the way through it.
Yeah, exactly. So people are reading it and they're getting information instead of.
Well, and they know that this person really knows you. Yes. Like that feels like such a specific story that it's like they must have some kind of history.
That is
sweet.
And it's with the understanding that like we literally everyone can see this. Like you're talking in front of everyone.
Yes, and that was beautiful.
A lot. We're not going now. We have to look for it elsewhere. We're not going to get back.
You need something else.
Yeah. I remember when The Wall came out, and I was like, "What?" Like when every new innovation of social media, you're like, "No,
yeah,
there's no way." And then in
5 minutes later,
literally,
right?
I was going to do a week.
Yeah.
No. Cut me saying 5 minutes later.
So it's just a week.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Remember all the outrage when Instagram changed their the logo? Remember that?
What was it?
Everyone was so angry because it used to be that flat image.
I was livid.
And then it became, what's it called? Skeuomorphism.
Yes.
Was that what it is? And then it became to it came that chrome, that shiny thing, that object.
Putting my slimy thumb on this.
I broke my arm swinging around so mad at that. I saw the new logo. Just started
punching
fucking
the wall.
Spinning.
Punching.
Punch. It was like just, a flail.
Yeah.
But hit it against this column.
A lot of people.
Yeah. I was in a parking garage.
Yeah. Freaking out.
Yeah. Fuck. Which I don't even know how I got service to see it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just started swinging, you know?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Damn, dude.
It's personal.
But now it's like... I don't even really remember the old logo.
Isn't that sad?
Remember when it was just something filters? Else. It was like all about the filter, and you would look
Nashville.
Like a picture.
Nashville was my go-to.
And it was all like blue and like and it was thick. Like,
yeah.
Amaro.
Vintage.
Amaro, and it was like, don't do Kelvin on me.
I loved Amaro.
No one do Kelvin on me.
I was a Marvel. I was a
Marvel.
I was a Amaro Nashville kind of.
Valencia.
Yeah, Valencia.
It's classy.
Yeah.
Amaro. Mm-hmm.
And I remember feeling so tortured because like I felt like you had such a kind of like way with the filter.
Wow, really?
You knew exactly what to do. And mine were so like
Clarendon.
Yeah.
Here's you, Clarendon.
Wow, the
John,
memory on
people
you.
Can go back, right? Like
they can see that. Like they can scroll to 2012.
Yeah, did you go back and delete? Do you have 1800 posts?
I have done a deep like oh no, where
went
I went
deep.
To the very beginning and just started deleting posts I hated.
Yeah.
And it's like, just delete the whole thing.
But then you get the one that's
you know what I love when people have
exactly.
You know it's an artistic type when you have they do the grid and they make all the photos
that
to be one photo.
Is
so you go
crazy.
To their page
so long.
And
this
everyone
episode, this episode is so long. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
It's been just a blast having you guys drink Athletic Greens, please.
Yeah.
Please.
I want a chocolate eclair.
From where?
Oh, no.
I'm considering making you go to a pastry shop with me after this.
The way people drink it, and I just feel like even the fact that they're drinking it, we can talk about this and then we can go. Like, even the fact that people are drinking Athletic Greens means they have the proportions wrong. You know what I mean? It shouldn't be in a condition that you can drink. It should be much thicker. Like, you're not getting the greens. You should be eating it.
Because that, because it's...
You should have to cut it with a knife and fork.
Yeah, because that's part of the process.
Unctuous, the breakdown.
Yeah.
You know,
that's why we
do
have
it.
Teeth to masticate.
Snort it. Well, because that water, this is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
You don't want that hydration.
No, it has to be lukewarm, right? Because if it's cold, it clumps.
I want my brain healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes
all this
right
stuff's a lost cause.
Yeah.
But up here, I still can be strong.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'd like
have
to
you done
it,
brain injections?
Yes.
I've got a handful
they're
of
incredible.
Them,
yeah.
They're
incredible.
Yeah, through here.
It's the only thing that works for me.
Yeah, did you get it from here or you go from behind?
I do. There's a softer... Yeah. And my Fontanelle never fully... so I still have that soft patch.
Yeah.
So they sometimes just go right in there, but it's very painful.
Straight through the top, yeah.
Fontanelle.
Fontanelle. That's...
Unbelievable to have that,
for some reason, the occipital notch.
Mm.
He only credited Kate.
Wait, I do want to say, listeners, if you rewind, so stop. If you rewind right now, like 3 minutes, you'll hear Kate quietly say that she's on the rack into the mic.
It's true. I said it. I was looking at you.
Yeah,
because I'm craving a chocolate eclair.
Was that in reference to anything, or just like
Oh.
Or she's just sent, like.
No, I'm.
No, no,
is,
I mean, not.
This
not,
is
like,
so
but,
girl
like,
brain.
Was
I'm
it
sitting
contextual?
Here.
You're just like.
I'm sitting here dreaming about chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm sorry to bring that up. I just thought it was so funny.
No,
I'm
thank
not,
you. I'm glad someone caught
you said,
it. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you might be saying that's how you get your athletic greens.
Through Eclairs?
Like, no,
on the
through
rack.
Like a pat, like a
yeah, then
pad
I put
or,
oh,
put
through
my
being on the rack.
And a
yeah.
tampon and I shove
yeah,
it up my
yeah. There are different ways to absorb nutrients. That's all I'll say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Let me just handcuff myself and only try one for the rest of my life. That's a real exciting thing. I've got this whole body. I'm going to only take nutrients.
Exactly.
This way.
I know. Exactly.
Yeah. Very smart. Yeah. Couldn't possibly be a better way.
Ridiculous.
I used to think the earth was flat.
I know.
Let's put some athletic greens in some other holes, man. What the fuck are we talking about? Jesus Christ.
Through the foot.
Do you guys want a hat?
Oh my God. Yeah. I love this hat. It's so
please.
Great. Hat. It's really cool.
I know. What's so the good. Relation? What's the.
Oh gosh.
Oh damn, I almost had it too.
It was really, you had your fingers right on it.
Is Hat Pack a Hollywood Handbook thing?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I feel stupid.
Hollywood Handbook is kind of a Hat Pack thing.
I have a really big head.
Yeah.
Whoa. This is kind of cool. It's really tight.
One thing
I gotta
is, like,
open it up
if
too,
we
honey.
Can we take this back? So if you go, hey, is Hat Pack a you guys thing?
Yeah.
And then we'll go, no.
Okay,
Hat Pack is you
guys. It's a you guys thing.
Yeah.
John told me once that
you look good in it, John.
He listened to the show and that made me feel really nice.
I feel
it's
10 feet tall.
It's funny to me now to think that I actually
I would feel
believe
100
that.
Feet tall.
I listened to y'all's show in when I was in Scotland in Airbnb
and
doing
myself
push-ups.
That's
I find
so
myself
cool.
believing it again,
shirtless.
Even as he just revealed that he has no idea what the Hat Pack is.
Oh yeah,
I can't stay up.
No oh,
time.
I know.
And I find myself getting sucked in again, being like, "Does he actually
he does
listen?"
That.
It's like
yeah.
it's shirtless push-ups.
Total,
who would make that up? It's so specific.
Sure. When did Hat Pack present itself?
A few months ago, when you were busy.
So what,
I don't listen. Oh, sorry. I go back. I go back
to
and
Scotland?
I cherry.
The
know,
old days.
Yeah, I'm not like I'll admit it. I'm not a weekly listener.
Mm-hmm. Binge mode.
I go binge mode.
Yeah,
binge.
People have been saying it's an international travel show. That's what it's like.
Yeah.
It's very case specific.
That's what it's for.
It's not
it works,
domestic.
It works.
Like, we
there.
Have shows for that.
There's something very European about our humor.
It is.
Totally.
It's
I've always
not the.
I think John
the,
looks
sort
great
of
in
basic.
That.
You look amazing, but now can we take it and you go, so is Hat Pack like a you guys thing?
Okay, yeah. So is Hat Pack like a you guys thing?
Not
you,
like
I
that,
have to get
do it loud.
Can you say it to the camera too?
Yeah. So is Hat Pack like a you guys thing?
And with energy.
You got it.
Okay. So
who directed the special? Because just like, we might know that we could like get them... Episode 30 is so long, but like if we could get that, like
get them on the horn.
And this is me saying that
the special
was great, you know.
Word.
I think
yes, dude.
But.
So is Hat Pack like a you guys thing?
That was really good.
Yeah, but don't do it.
Oh, right.
Because we have to do our line.
We'll do it well again because that's the real test.
Okay. So is Hat Pack like a you guys thing?
Show the hat to the camera.
So is Hat Pack like a you guys thing?
No. Hat Pack is a you guys thing.
Wow.
Clip it.
And you
Clip
respond
it. Send it
clearly
to fuck Jerry.
To like a little bit of antagonizing,
I
you know,
exactly.
just to like get
I
you
need
there.
To feel small.
Which you absolutely did. He doesn't respond to that at all.
Yeah.
Like what it is what it is.
Yeah.
We are donezo.
Nothing nothing
like,
else.
I cannot
you
tell you how much worse
else.
It can
It only
get.
Degrades
wow.
from
yes.
there. Copy of a copy of a copy.
Yeah.
It's really
you have
pretty
to go.
Grim.
Like Julianne Moore, you just got to no rehearsal.
Go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go raw.
Yeah. I save it all up for the one take.
So what's Hat Pack?
So
well, your listeners know. You don't need to explain it.
No.
What if someone's? What if
they
one
could
of
use
our
a,
fans?
They could use a little reminder.
People could use a refresher because some
sales,
people still are asking.
Some people have short memories.
Yeah.
Every 20 years, Hollywood requires that a new pack emerge. Rat
this
Pack.
Right.
In
oh,
the
yeah.
60s.
Pussy.
Rat Pack in the 80s. Frat Pack in the 2000s. Here we are in the 2020s, and nature
like
abhors a vacuum.
You're thinking
are,
of the sex having.
I was thinking Pussy Posse.
Yes. They were
Sorry,
probably
I'm trying
were
to
friends.
Have my term for it,
and the Frat Pack probably had sex as well. Frat Pack was like Vince Vaughn, Owen Wilson, Ben Stiller, like that whole comedy unit. And then so There is no pack. And we thought, what if the new pack was so inclusive? And it was the hat pack, because it should rhyme. And of course,
and
everyone
had
the
to, like,
all
be
of the internet
a movie
said, hat pack,
and
hat
go
when.
Through that whole thing. Yeah, yeah, spent of course. $29. Yeah. Are you fucking kidding me? Like,
that's genius.
That, like, this is.
And if you have the hat,
coinciding with the fourth turning, which of course has like so many other implications.
Oh, yes. No, we are involved in the fourth turning.
Yeah.
And it is a time involved of great is a word crisis, yeah. You know, wow. But which is also a time to rebuild. You know,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
not all
yeah,
negative.
Yeah.
You look, don't. I think of it like a brush fire.
I was going to say,
know,
a cleansing,
like,
fire.
Yes, that
yeah.
It naturally, you know, you think of it, it's great destruction, but it's required to make space
new
for
growth.
Something new
yeah.
to emerge.
But what we're
yeah.
finding
yeah.
is our wow. listeners need help. To be reminded every single fucking episode
yeah.
that they,
yeah.
that
talk
they
about it a
their
lot.
Hats for sale that they,
well,
that
I
they
think
can
it's
buy.
Great. Look at that.
Or.
Looks
that
so
they just like wearing filthy
guys.
Hats
like, wear
that
mine?
They never replace. Like, this is what we're learning about our listeners, that they
right.
just buy one
whoa,
hat.
It's pathetic.
And wear it for the rest of their lives.
Wow.
Well, I'm hoping we're going to bring in like a new kind of queer contingent.
Yeah, you could probably yes. throw this in the wash.
That, are,
that would be
yeah. yeah, that are going to
yes.
new
hold
purchasers.
On to the hat bag.
Yes. It is really cute.
Yours
do I get
a,
to keep this?
Yours has a blue
yeah,
sticker.
I have lice.
Not for sale.
But that's so chic, right? Is when you leave the sticker on. That's like very hip hop.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Sticker's happy.
I have one louse.
Yeah.
I have one very active louse.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it like
that? Like it
thick?
Does. It's like a
louse.
Circus level louse, but
yeah.
it doesn't respond to direction. You know what I mean? It does tricks,
yeah.
but not in any way that I'm like, do this
with
trick.
Right,
it's
right.
like
it's
just
own,
it's just doing
the impulse. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just so used to what he does.
Yeah, you can kind of
lice have no impulse control. That's what I was gonna say.
I have to use the bathroom.
Bye.
Oh my god.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.